Well, it looks as though the government, well, actually not the government, the opposition, the crossbenchers, all but one, are going to war on X, formerly known as Twitter. Tougher laws forcing social media companies to remove violent or extremist content and misinformation is backed by just about everybody. The tech giants have been accused of acting as though they were above the law after X announced it would challenge orders by Australia's e-safety commissioner to remove distressing footage from Sydney's stabbing attacks from its platform. Now, I understand Meta, Facebook, also were fairly late in getting rid of it, but they did, they complied. But it seems as though Elon Musk wants a fight. He says it's all about freedom of speech. Leader of the Nationals, David Littleproud's got a lot to say about this. He's on the line right now. David, once again, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I don't like censorship. I've been in the media for quite some time now. But there is a line to be drawn, isn't there?
Oh, there is. And look, I agree with Mr. Musk about the fact that there should be freedom of speech. But with that comes a responsibility. And when you use a platform to display an act of violence on an Australian that was abhorrent in every sense, and on a platform that can be accessed by, we've got to be honest, with children, as a father of three young boys, that's something that I don't want out there. And I think that there are clear parameters around violence that we should put some boundaries around. I don't think that we should censor everything, but there should be clear boundaries, particularly around violence. And I just think that with that opportunity that we've been granted, because over 100,000 Australians have been prepared to lose their lives to defend our freedom of speech, with that comes a little bit of responsibility, a responsibility to know that there's boundaries of just civility, and knowing that we've got a responsibility to respect as custodians of that freedom of speech to do it properly. And I just hope that there's some common sense can prevail. I don't think we want to get to a path, and all this does is get us to a path of trying to get governments to overreach into what's right and what's wrong, and that's a bad thing. Common sense should prevail here, and I just think and I hope that Mr. Musk, who has been invited to this country to use his to have his platform in this country, should understand that that comes with the responsibility of doing the right thing too. And I just think it's time for us to all cool our jets and understand where that boundary line is, particularly when it comes to violence.
I mean, if push comes to shove and we shut the whole thing down, I wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother me because someone else will come up with something similar and they'll be regulated. Look, whose idea was it to say, and it was a long time ago now, that social media platforms weren't actually publishers? Because let me give you an example. Let's just say a hotel has a community notice board up inside it, right? And really offensive material was pinned to that notice board. It's up to the publican to remove that, isn't it? Even though he didn't put it there. He can say, I didn't put that notice up there, but it's on his premises. It's up to him to take it down. Are you with me?
Yeah, and what happens in the real world should happen on the online world. And that's just making sure that you live up to that responsibility. There's been a shift in technology. There's been a shift in media. And you'd understand with that, the principles are still the same, about making sure that we live up to the principles and values of a free democratic society and the responsibilities that come with that. And that's where I just think, unfortunately, all that I can see that's going to come out of this is the extremities from both sides are going to go at each other at 10 paces, rather than just some common sense and some honesty about this, is saying, this isn't right, let's just fix this, take it down. And any act of violence that particularly when they're acts that have been by the New South Wales police force designated as acts of terrorism, why wouldn't we do that? That's what you should do in a civil society. And that's why I just hope Mr. Musk doesn't need to go to court. We don't need to go to court. We just use some common sense.
David Littleproud is with us, leader of the Nationals. David, I'm a bit confused and I need your help with something. What is Labor's new fresh food tax? It's been introduced. And I hear from farmers, I hear from retailers, I'm hearing from everybody that it's going to increase the cost of living and it's going to hurt families and farmers. Can you explain what the tax is all about and how it's going to work?
Yeah, what they want to do is tax Australian farmers effectively a bit over $50 million each year to pay for the biosecurity costs of foreign importers to bring their product to this country to be processed at our border by biosecurity officers. So effectively, we're saying to Australian farmers, pay for your foreign competitors to bring their product to put it on the shelves of supermarkets in this country, and Australian farmers will pay for the processing of that. When we export Australian produce to another country around the world, what happens is that we are charged for the processing of that at the border, as we should, because we are the ones that pose the biosecurity risk to the country that we take it into. So the principle that should be reciprocated here is that if a foreign country importer brings a product to this country and they pose and they potentially bring in a pest or disease foreign to this country, that in processing that at the border, that there needs to be work done to ensure that it's safe. Those costs should be borne by the importer, not by the Australian farmer. So for some perverse reason, the Albanese government and Murray Watt have decided to charge the Australian farmer, not the foreign importer. Which is just pure madness, when all that means is that Australian fresh produce will be more expensive than the imported product because they're asking us to pay for foreign importers to bring their goods here. I mean, they have lost the plot. And farmers, let me tell you, also pay not only at the border when they export, but they also pay the Australian government to export to make sure they meet our standards to protect brand Australia. So our farmers are getting hit double whammy, and now Albanese wants to hit them again. It's pure insanity. It's ideologically lost, and it doesn't even go to biosecurity measures. This goes to consolidated revenue. It's just a blatant tax on farmers that will need to be passed on.
And yet the government is running commercials saying the Australian government's giving you tax cuts this July. Hang on. Those tax cuts were the Morrison government and the government. And these are taxpayer-funded commercials. You've seen them on television.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how expensive the campaign was, and the ads actually really don't say anything. I'm scratching my head.
Well, just understand, they're effectively giving these tax cuts will effectively give back around $15 a week, yet since Anthony Albanese's come into government, he's taken $153 out of your wallet in increased inflation through food, through electricity, and through increased mortgage bills, and in fact, through bracket creep that he's actually ignored. So he's only giving you less than 10%, but then he's adding these other taxes onto it. And that's before we get to the tax he's going to put on the purchase price of a new vehicle on the 1st of January that doesn't meet the emission standards. So they are just, every way you look, they are going after the Australian consumer when they are doing it the hardest.
David, one more thing, and this is a very sad story. A community, a tight-knit rural communities in mourning following the alleged killing of a young mum, Molly Ticehurst, at the hands of her ex-partner. And once again, questions are being raised over how he was granted bail by a local court register. We know that there was a woman, Violene White, whose life was allegedly taken by her by a minor in a Queensland shopping centre. He was on bail as well, and he was on bail for committing pretty serious violent crimes. Do we need to look at our bail laws?
Yeah, I mean, there's an epidemic out there. And in regional Australia, there's not the support services in terms of safe homes for women and their young children to escape, but also the preventative measures to try and educate and stop this sort of violence from happening. And I think it's up to magistrates to actually understand the risks that some of these individuals pose. And we should take the precautionary principle with it, that we should say this is a human life, a vulnerable human lives of young women who, and sometimes older women, who don't have the ability to protect themselves, that we should give extra protection to and understand the risks that some of these individuals pose. And, you know, we should always err on the side of a precautionary principle of protecting that life. When you see these incidents, and I suggest it's probably, you know, in terms of the number, a very small fraction of it, but one is too many. And I think as the ability of magistrates, they should look differently at this and err on the side of caution.
So it's tragic to think that could have been avoided. There is a push to allow women, but maybe all people, to carry non deadly weapons in order for protection, mainly capsicum spray or pepper spray. Apparently it's legal in WA, and there's a bloke who sells these things online. He says the East is just going berserk. Everyone's buying pepper spray since the recent stabbings. Do you think folks, women, should be allowed to carry some form of protection in the form of maybe pepper spray?
Well, I think, and this is where we need to get some standards around this, because obviously it's a slippery slope that we're having to arm women with whatever means it is. But we need to make sure that we get the best advice about how far we go with that. But in terms of pepper spray, if that's a precaution that unfortunately society slipped to, I think it's an indictment on all of us. It's an indictment on our society that we've got to this juncture. But I think it is something that we should sensibly explore with enforcement agencies to understand the benefits and the consequences, the unintended consequences that we may not see. And I think it's I don't think politicians should be making those calls. I think we should be engaging, but it's a conversation we should have and we should be prepared to have. But I just think it's sad that our society has got to that juncture, but it is one that I think is a necessary conversation we should have.
Well, I guess it's sad that we need policemen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, anyway, David Littleproud, always good to talk. Please have a good Anzac Day tomorrow, and you and I will talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, lest we forget.